Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Tuesday Morning News. I'm Dave Jarvis, here with our news update, Kim Birchfield.
Good morning. An update now on that story about the fatal plane crash this past weekend. Emergency crews were able to reach the wreckage, and they were in fact able to find that third victim in the crash. They found them in a rugged part of northeastern Oregon near Ukiah. 1110 KBND's Lori Raw brings us those details.
Umatilla County emergency management officials say three people were killed in the crash. They've been identified as 51-year-old Janet Davis of Hermiston, Oregon, and 53-year-old Ned Kaiser and 74-year-old Gerald Hunter, both of Klickitat County, Washington. Umatilla County spokesperson Jody Florence says the plane took off on Saturday.
They took off from Dallasport, Washington, which is an airport near the Dalles, Oregon. It's just on the other side of the Columbia River, and they were headed to Wyoming.
The terrain is so rugged, the Forest Service had to cut roads so that the rescuers could get to the crash site. Florence says this is the second plane crash the Umatilla County emergency crews have assisted with this year. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Bend Lapine School Board will vote today on a teacher's contract that the district says will help them balance the budget for the upcoming year. The agreement, which was ratified by the Bend Lapine Schools Teachers Union on Friday, will also add back one day to the school year. Superintendent Ron Wilkinson talked about the agreement on KBND's Your Town yesterday.
The agreement includes them foregoing a cost of living increase that had been deferred over the last couple of years, and they've agreed to not take that and not to take any additional cost of living increases, no increases in insurance caps. So basically it's a 0-0-0 kind of agreement, but it allows us to do what we need to do to balance this budget.
In all, the district has made nearly $15 million in reductions to balance the K-12 education state budget shortfall for the 2011 and 2012 school year. A Bend teen who was seriously injured when she dashed across Highway 97 in North Bend Thursday evening is getting better. Rose Marie Asensio is in fair condition, upgraded from serious condition. The accident happened near Grandview Drive by Space Age Fuel at about 6:30 last Thursday evening. Deschutes County deputies witnessed the accident and say the teenager was standing in the middle turn lane and dashed out in front of a car. The speed limit in that area is 45 miles per hour. Supporters hope the Central Oregon Health Council, just approved by state lawmakers, will be a model for the state on how to cut health care costs and increase accessibility. 1110 KBND's Kelly Plyer has that story.
The Central Oregon Health Council includes representatives from all three Central Oregon counties, as well as those from hospitals and health insurers. This group has been doing things like targeting patients who use the ER as their primary health care provider and giving them other options. Dr. Robin Henderson, the director of St. Charles Behavioral Health, believes they're doing important work.
We're not going to get more money to provide health care, especially to those who can't afford it. It's just not going to happen. So we have to figure out how we're going to do a better job and be a better community partner. It's been a very exciting project to be part of and one of the really cool things I've gotten to do in my career.
The Health Council has reduced ER visits and health care costs by providing those chronic ER users with other health care options. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.
Governor John Kitzhaber signs into law a plan that resets Oregon's legislative districts. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
Congratulations.
Yay. Governor John Kitzhaber applauded lawmakers for their work on the complex plan.
No one's ever totally happy with the result, but this is the first time, I think, actually since 1911, that we actually have a true bipartisan redistricting product here to sign. And I think that is a real tribute to the Oregon legislature and to its leadership.
The bill takes effect in 2012. Lawmakers still working on congressional district maps. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's another full summer for the Boys and Girls Club of Central Oregon. Executive Director Lisa Burbage says 480 youth are enrolled in the four Central Oregon clubs, and Monday was opening day for summer classes.
Well, all of our clubs across Central Oregon are very full, and we are on a waiting list.
The club offers 11 weeks of summer programming, 10 hours of options each weekday for parents. And this year, the club offers a program called Get Out, where members embark on a weekly adventure like rafting, mountain biking, and rock climbing. And that's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning, Central Oregon.